Motion stands.
And is it? I wanted to see if we could clarify to you now.
Yes.
Technically, I'm not supposed to change things in 2022.
Right, right.
But on things that we learned about, like Camp Barnabas, things like that, I am allowed to change that box, right, so that we never have that tax situation. It needs to be changed to EX for exempt, because this could, all these kind of things that are exempt could come back up.
I don't know that we're the people to ask what you can and can't do on that, but I'd say that we certainly would support you going in there and doing
it. Okay, because we just don't want to come back.
Yes, we would support you fixing
right
things in that regard. So.
And the things we agreed to here, like with Mr. Ruta, when we go in, if we go down, way down, like to the 530, we're okay with doing that. Because he's not going to object anyway.
Yes. Honestly, so in times past, and I can't imagine the learning curve and what you're doing. It would take me 10 years to figure it out. But I know in times past, there were things that the assessor had worked out, and Kenny, you can probably let me know how that was done or whatever, that there were things worked out that if you came in with a bulk of whatever and you go, hey, these were some changes or these were some errors, we vote on that as a board to have that fixed or whatever. So, because after the June 30th or whatever, the July 1st.
June 30th, we're locked.
Yeah, we're locked in and the BOE makes that change. So typically the assessor has some stuff that they worked out or whatever, or some changes kind of like that and said, hey, you know, I have exhibit A here. Here's what it is. We go, oh, okay. And we make a vote to accept like exhibit A.
And usually that's the last thing we do before we adjourn.
Yeah, that's kind of the last little bit.
If you've got errors and omissions or whatever, you've got things that you've worked out, you just have a packet of stuff. You tell us what it is and we do it. So.
My concern is the people who are over-assessed that don't realize it, and we've had that happen. And so, like I said, in 2022, I'm only supposed to be doing new stuff, but say in the case, because on our county, you can't see what you've got. I mean, you can see that little list, but you can't see how we've measured or anything. We had a gentleman come in where he was assessed for several mobile homes and two residences, and all on 1 2-acre plot. There was only two residences there. There's no mobile homes, no nothing. So I need to make sure that.
Sure.
Good. Yeah, just whatever you.
I mean, if you see something like that where it's, I mean, especially if it's in regards to the, or my opinion is if it's in the taxpayer's favor, then, I mean, that traditionally has been done in the past. Kenny, you've been here a long time. You know, I mean, there's been lots of stuff that we don't, lots of little details.
Do we have to change somebody's property in 2022?
No.
If we find there's a problem?
We're in Oxford County.
We're good, okay.
We can count, like you said, that trailer house right there.
Yeah.
That's occupancy, it's gone.
Okay.
We can take it off.
All right.
All righty.
I'd say we'll recess to lunch.
Till one.
For lunch, till one.
Sorry, I didn't get here. Pavlo.